true. Said we're here for a good time. Well, that's the right music, that's the right time, and it's the right day, and by gosh, welcome into Thursday's local radio hour, and I am so lucky today. It's a beautiful sunny day out there, but I've got to tell you, it's even more sunny because I've got my friend Pat Murphy riding shotgun today, filling in.
Hello.
Hello, thanks for joining us.
I remember this.
Do you?
We used to do this.
You remember the time prompts and all that?
It's like something you do all the time repetitively.
Something like
eating,
that.
Eating and sleeping? Is that what they say? It's like eating and sleeping or
something? Something like that. Something like that.
See,
sure.
I couldn't come up with it, so it wasn't so natural. I usually am pretty fast in my
You are. You missed
my quips.
I know. That's what's happened. You've kind of missed the beat here, but we've always had fun, Pat, and I'm glad you're here. Thank you, sir, for doing all that. I'm looking forward to a good hour with you right at my side here.
It's already started great. I've got you here. I've got the sunshine out there, and we have a beautiful guest right across
the
room.
We do. We have Lisa Bond here, and I've been waiting for this bad joke. You ready for it? Yeah. She's actually wearing a different hat today. She's not with Sassy today. But you are talking about something that we wanted to make sure that people knew about before time runs out, and time is running out on this Live Give 7B promotion. And I've heard from several people that it's going great. So why don't you quickly tell us what it's all about? And remember, if you hear this Saturday on the rebroadcast, it's too late. So.
Well, it's, you know what? It's never too late to give to your local nonprofits. So let me just say that the campaign Live Give 7B is from the 14th to the 18th. And we will have a community celebration on Friday afternoon at Matchwood between 4 and 7. So if you're hearing this now, come out tomorrow. If you've missed it, there's always a great time to give to your local nonprofit.
Or go to Matchwood. What the heck?
Or go to Matchwood. You betcha. You betcha.
Well, really good. So tell us a little bit about the idea behind this fund drive. But also, it's not just a fund drive. It's more of an awareness drive, too.
Absolutely. So next week, actually, Idaho Gives begins for the state of Idaho. But in advance of that, there were those of us who knew that keeping local dollars and in our community was really important. And one way to do that was to have this soft launch or a pre-launch for Idaho Gives. So 65 nonprofits came together and said, let's do this. We set a goal of $70,000 for all of us to share, right, on our own particular web pages. We've actually exceeded the $70,000 and climbing. So that means the nonprofits are being supported and continue to do the good work that they're doing in our community.
And again, awareness, right? As more people know what's out there, they're more likely to give.
Right.
Do you think this might take away from the other drive that kicks off?
Not at all. In fact, it's a partnership, really.
Oh, okay.
So our numbers will be included in the Idaho Gives. So
Got it. It
will then transfer over into next week, and we will continue to talk about all of our organizations. We have, as you know, everything from those helping elderly and children and food programs and animal programs and land trust to all sorts of organizations, worthy organizations.
Isn't it interesting to think about that? And that's just scratching the surface, isn't it? There's
many more
nonprofits here that just aren't involved with this year. Maybe next year, I'll bet, though.
Right. And all you have to do is actually just go to 7B Gives online on the webpage, and you can see all of the nonprofits who are participating.
So 7bgives.com?
.org? .com.
.com. Mm-hmm. Very good. And that's been pretty active, too. I've checked it out a few times just to kind of see what it's all about. And the breadth of what we offer or have here is amazing to me. It truly is. So the idea had been percolating for a while, and I think probably Dig had something to do with that, I assume.
So Dig and both Kates from Kinnexu Land Trust and from Community Resource and Envision Center.
Oh, yeah.
So the three of them, and they actually co-wrote a grant together. That's how we were able to have the flags downtown and have the participant level and the visual of what it is that we're doing. Yeah. And it's also a great way to just thank the community for what they do for all of these nonprofits and for their neighbors and their friends and people in need.
That's right. So the best way to hook up with us now is to get online, right?
Yep.
And make a donation.
That's correct.
And then keep that make that pot grow.
Right. And keep thinking about your organization that you sponsor and that is important to you.
You bet. You bet. Well, that's awesome. Well, thank you for the short and sweet sales pitch there for sure. And it's really not even a sales pitch. It's more of an awareness thing. And it's great to see so many people participating and making a difference here. So,
gotcha.
Lisa, thank you so much. We're going to take a quick break. We have a jam-packed show, but Lisa promised to stop in here early, and we did it. And so I get her back next week for a full segment, which I'm looking forward to because we will cover lots of information. And when we come back, we will probably, more than likely, I saw them walking by, so I think they're here. That'd be Pete and Joran from Skyright Roofing, and they'll be here, oh gosh, I don't know, about 2 minutes away or so, depending what when Pat pushes the button.
Three.
3 minutes. There you go. Sold.
Hi, this is Brett Taylor with Taylor & Sons Chevrolet, serving the greater Sandpoint area. A lot of local customers will be looking for the best price on a new set of tires. Taylor & Sons has taken action. Right now, we have one of the best selections of name brand tires our dealership has ever had. Taylor & Sons is the premier location to find the exact tires you're looking for at the best price. Taylor & Sons stocks and sells all major tire brands such as Hankook, Michelin, Goodyear, Bridgestone, and BFG. Taylor & Sons offers a 30-day price match guarantee on most major brands of tires. If you find a better price within 30 days of purchase, Taylor & Sons will refund the difference. In addition to the price match guarantee, Taylor & Sons is offering up to a $100 mail-in rebate on select brands of tires now through April 30th. All of the work is performed in our clean, state-of-the-art facility. You can view all of our current service department specials online at tschevy.com, and for your convenience, online scheduling is available. For guest-focused service, a world-class facility, and value for your money, it's Taylor & Sons Chevrolet.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Have you heard? Kohl's has two exclusive new home brands, Mariana and Mingle & Co. From luxe favorites that are all about turning your space into a sanctuary to fun mix and match dining essentials, there's so much to discover, and trust me, you're gonna love everything. Plus, you can get an extra 15% off throughout the store and earn Kohl's cash. So hurry to Kohl's today and bring it home for less. Select styles, some exclusions apply. Offer ends April 19th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Save now with Bi-Mart's latest savings book. Watch for it in your mailbox this week. Jumbo pack annuals are just two for $7. Bagged Filthy Rich Bark Mulch and Bi-Mart Potting Soil and Planting Mix are just $6.99. Save $2 on Werner Jerky. Save $3 on Tide Liquid Laundry Detergent. Plus, get ready for your outdoor recreation for less. From fishing to camping and more, Bi-Mart has you covered. And save more on all your last-second Easter needs. Saving our members more and keeping your dollars in your community. Bi-Mart, since 1955.
Albertson Barlow Insurance Services in Sandpoint is your trusted, independent, locally owned and operated full-service insurance company. Scott and Ty understand that insurance these days can get confusing. They're here to assist you through the process and explain your options clearly, providing you and your family the right coverage for every need. Life, health, property, auto, and more. Contact Albertson Barlow Insurance in the old Powerhouse building, online at Albertson Barlow Insurance Services.
News Talk 97.1.
We're here for a good time. Not a long time. So have a good time. The sun can shine every day.
Well, welcome back to Thursday's live radio hour, and we're off to a great start. And again, I can't overstate the fact that I'm so lucky to have my friend Pat Murphy riding shotgun today. It's been like old time's sake, sir.
I miss this.
I do, too.
I miss this. I've gone to other – I'm still here. I'm on other duties in another studio now. I suppose I can brag a little bit. I host the All Request Lunch Hour on 106.7. It's a 70s, 80s, and 90s station.
It is.
And I'm on 3 to 6 weekday afternoons. Join me this afternoon. Not now. During Listen to Dave now.
Yeah.
But 3 to 6 weekday afternoons on 106.7. It's for the best of the 70s, 80s, and 90s. And but I also moved over there from noon to 1 to do the noon show. And I am going to be with you today. And also with Mr. Tomorrow it's Chamber Chat.
It is.
Mickey.
Oh, good. Yeah. And she's almost running out of time for Chamber Chat, too, so that'll be a historic.
Tag's done a fantastic job taking over for me and stuff. Tag's off for a couple days, so I really am the only other guy who knows how to do this.
You know, so he's the only person in the history of radio that's getting cosmetic surgery on radio. I don't quite understand how that works.
And he's really the best looking guy around here,
he's got
too.
That, you know,
how
got
much
that,
better can the guy look?
I know.
He's like, he's a model.
It's a waste on radio. It truly, truly is. Well, enough about us. Let's talk about you guys here. And we're lucky to have Pete and Joran here. They're with Skyright Roofing and Gutters, and they're making a big impression in our community. I know roofing's not new to you. It is to you,
fairly
Pete,
new, yeah.
But you guys have really, I see all over the town. I see you everywhere. In fact, I think I even saw you on my roof at my house, pretty sure, if I'm not mistaken. But I want to welcome both of you. And, Joran, maybe tell us a little bit about you. I know you live in Bonner's Ferry, or used to anyway. And tell us about how Skyright got started.
Sure. So Skyright got started 4 years ago, starting in Sandpoint. I moved. My wife is North Idaho local, has been here her whole life. I got lucky enough to meet her and come down here. And I was a roofer. I roofed right out of high school, ran a business beforehand, and just felt the need to continue. It was kind of like, hey, what skills do I have in the roofing? So, yeah, just wanted to start back up. And to my surprise and to my luck and, yeah, just a pleasure to work here, it just grew and grew and grew very, very quickly. So it went from employee number one, shout out to Karis, my sister-in-law. It was her and me on a roof January 2nd, shoveling snow off, to by the end of the season, our crew was 10 guys, to give or take today, we've got about 35 guys floating around between the office and the crews. So
and
it's
two crews, right? Two full crews.
I mean, yeah, we've got three roofing crews. Oh. We've got a repair crew, a gutter crew, estimator. Yeah, we got a lot of different people going different directions. So that's why you see us around town. And with the rebrand, we started at Summit Exteriors. We've now rebranded, same LLC, but with a new name just to make sure that people know who we are. You can't miss our trucks. We get lots of compliments.
I mean, they're kind of subtle, you know.
Yeah,
in the right
subtle.
Light.
Yeah, you know, just a little black lettering
on
the white
truck. Oh, my gosh. Those things show up on radar screens, too. They really do.
Absolutely.
And it's just a good reminder. Full disclosure, I actually had you guys do a roof job for me, and my gosh, it was like a neighborhood experience. People were stopping by, amazed how fast this thing went. 3 days from start to stop, including gutters. I mean, that doesn't happen anywhere else. I think I counted at one time there were 7 people up on my roof doing their thing, and it was like this synchronized swimming type thing where they're passing these shingles down, they're doing all this. And one thing that I've got to share, and I put this in my little review for you guys too, was how clean everything was. You know, sometimes, and I've had a roof done once before in my life, it didn't go this way.
Sure.
It wasn't the same house, but it was a different house.
Yeah.
But the funny thing was, though, it was kind of like a parade of people going by the house, watching. I've probably passed out 10 business cards for you guys, just so you know. So
appreciate
I'm
that.
Looking at the commission on that. So for sure, yeah. Too. But
you gotta have your stamp on them.
That's right. That's right.
It's $5 an hour, $5,000 an hour to be here. So we'll call
it. Okay, we'll call it. It's a wash at this point.
A wash.
Well, no, it's been fun to watch you guys do that, and you've grown to a point now too, Joran and Pete too now. That you want to give a little bit back to. I mean, we're all busy people in what we do, but you guys have come up with kind of a unique way to maybe help a family in town. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I'll start, and Pete can chime in as well. I've always, that sounds weird. I feel like I'm tooting my own horn. I feel like I've always been generous. We always like to give, and I look for people that just need a helping hand. But one way we decided this year that we can definitely help is by giving away a roof. So it's not a gimmick like enter your name in a bucket and we give away a free roof. We're looking for somebody who needs it. We're looking for a story of somebody who is coming into a hard time or something along those lines that just needs a helping hand. And we're lucky that our supplier is helping us. So we're not footing the entire bill of it, but we're going to provide the labor for a roof, maybe gutters. We just want to make sure that somebody gets taken care of. So
a difference.
Yeah. So we're running a little thing right now. You'll see us on Facebook. You can go to our website and nominate yourself, nominate a neighbor, nominate a friend, someone that you know. We've gone to all the nonprofits in town to, you know, just spread the word.
Too late for me, I guess. Now I guess I
too late
that
for
wrong.
You. You wouldn't have qualified.
So where did this idea come from? I know you want to help, and I know you've joined Rotary in town too, and you're really trying to lift people up around you.
Yep.
But there's other ways to give back too. I guess because this is in your wheelhouse, this is something you see the importance of. Is that where that comes from, Pete?
I'm sorry. What was?
Oh, just where did the idea come from? I want to make sure that you get some air time here too.
Oh yeah. Well, I'm just entranced by Jorn.
Yes, I could tell. I could tell.
Well, so my history here has been moved here 13 years ago, and I immediately got into construction and a little bit of this, a little farming.
Curry in a Hurry.
And then, yeah, I launched Curry in a Hurry in 2016 and did that basically until 2021. And then do that every now and then, but that's probably what I'm best known for in this community. I've always wanted to be involved in Rotary. I visited you guys 6 years ago. I came and I couldn't figure out how to make it work at that time. And so when I got the opportunity to join up with Jorn and Skyright, it was one of the most attractive things to me was his interest and the business's interest in giving back to the community.
Right.
And so all these years I've been self-employed trying to be involved, and I'd do a little bit and then have to back off and, you know, collect the pennies and then go back out and do something else. So it's really nice to be part of an organization that really cares. And so, you know, there's so many people here who give a lot from a very little. Yeah. And so it's really nice to have an opportunity to put a roof over their heads.
Absolutely. What's more fundamental than that? You know, if you think about
beautiful.
It, you know, and I've known people who've been in hard times, and once that roof starts going away, they're in trouble because things don't fix themselves that way for sure, too. I've noticed, too, that you both jumped into what's called BNI here, too, to make those business connections. Jorn, you're always there. Pete, you've been there, too. I think you go to a different one or something.
I go down to the Hayden Group.
Yeah. And how has that paid off for you? Has that been a good connection group?
Yeah, it's been good. So we kind of changed up our sort of marketing tactics. We work with a lot of the higher end homes. We work with a lot of the higher end builders, and we just found that they weren't necessarily finding us in the traditional marketing avenues like social media and newspaper, etc. They are people, and Pete is a people person, so it was a great idea to send him. And we've got Austin going one of those, making face-to-face meetings with people has been really successful for us. It allows us to really show our character and who we are. That's kind of hard to convey. Everybody's obviously leery of any advertisement out there nowadays, and you can't be leery when you talk to Pete or Austin face-to-face. They're genuine, they're honest, they'll tell you what you need to know. So we just found that, like a group like BNI is just a great way to meet a bunch of other people and then meet other people through those people. So, it's been good for us so far.
Yeah. I've got to believe that when you're working on a house, that's kind of like the central talk of that community, you know, or that neighborhood. And all of a sudden, I'm sure that begets other estimates and that connection too.
Absolutely. We want people. There are plenty of good roofers around here, even in North Idaho. There are people who can go to the same suppliers we go to, buy the same shingles, use the same tools to put them on. We do a good job of putting a roof on, no doubt about it. But we want people to hire us as people, us as a company, and what we stand for, because anybody you hire should be able to put on a good product for you. That's not always the case, but if you're comparing us to other people, it's not really our level of roofing that normally sets us apart. It's our level of care. You mentioned the cleanliness, how we approach people, how we show things off. That's what we want people to hire us for,
right.
And that means we got to show who we are.
You bet. How do people find you? Unless they're driving by a neighborhood and they see your big truck there, how do people find you?
You can find us on just about anything nowadays that exists. So phone number is 208-597-0101. That's our main office. You can call Shane anytime. We are about to move, so if people are familiar with Boyer Avenue, we are now backing onto the airport, big blue roof shop on Boyer. You'll find us there. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Google.
Skyright.com, which is also where you would go if you want to nominate or apply for the
Good. I was going to ask that. So if you want to nominate somebody.
So there's a banner right at our homepage, skyright.com.
And people can nominate themselves, too.
Absolutely.
If they see something going on. You'd rather have 30 people being nominated to figure out one great one versus like one person being in there and say, okay, we have to do that. So
absolutely.
Well, there's definitely a need for it, and very creative, too. That was real nice to give back that way, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's our community. We we bump shoulders with these people all day, every day, and right. and you often don't get to hear stories until you ask about them. So we are hoping to give away now. I would like it to get to a point where we can do a few of these a year.
Sure.
That's our long-term goal, but we're starting this year with one.
Well, you got to start with one, don't
exactly.
you?
Exactly, yeah.
Well, my pleasure talking to you guys. We may get you back after the break, we'll see, but we need to take a commercial break right now, and when we come back, we may be talking to Pete and Joran again, but I think there might be somebody coming into the area, so we'll find out. You have to stay tuned to find out, I guess. That's all there is to it.
Stay tuned.
We'll catch you after the break.
Give your home the ultimate spring clean with new flooring from Pro-X Home Decor Center. We carry in stock carpet, vinyl plank, laminate, wood, patterned and unpatterned tile, all from top name brands like Anderson, Tuptex, XL Flooring, Coratec, Shaw, Mohawk, and Dull Tile. You can't go wrong with quality pricing on quality products at Pro-X Home Decor Center. Visit our showroom to see our new displays and get a free quote today. Pro-X Home Center, your hometown everything store.
When it's time to hit the road, let Squeaky's Truck and Auto in Kootenai get your pickup ready for everything you have planned. Squeaky's offers custom truck accessories like WeatherTech mats, bed covers, receiver hitches, gooseneck hitches, and fifth wheel hitches. So, no matter what you plan on hauling this season, Squeaky's is the place to go. For more information, stop into Squeaky's Truck and Auto on Highway 200 in Kootenai.
It's time to get spring-loaded this April. Come stay and play at the Kootenai Casino with some of our best deals of the year. Relax at the beautiful Kootenai Falls Lodge, starting at just $59 midweek. Or enjoy a Riverview Room for just $89 midweek. And come hungry because we're including two breakfast vouchers per stay. You'll love our April Springs restaurant deals. Sunday through Thursday, try our breakfast special, three crepes for $12. And for lunch, the soup and salad is just $9. Our Fab Four dinner special includes your choice of chicken fried steak, baseball cut, top sirloin, a smash burger, or ahi fish and chips for just $15. Our spa has a hydrating wrap for just $75. Or for $89, try the luxurious detox sea salt body polish and scalp ritual with a Tranquility tub soak or shampoo blow dry. Amazing! Win at the Inn this April with big cash giveaways, daily mystery hot spins, senior day Wednesdays, and special events all month long. Call 888-YOU-ARE-LUCKY or visit KootenaiRiverInn.com.
Hi, this is Brian Ivey, service manager at Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. With spring right around the corner, now it's time to inspect your vehicle after months of harsh winter driving. In April, we are pleased to announce the return of Mopar's Buy 3, Get the 4th Tire for only a dollar sale. And with the purchase of a new set of tires, we're offering front-end alignments for $69.95. Remember, our certified technicians are performing same-day oil changes. We work on all makes and models, including Subaru, Toyota, and Honda. Pierce Auto Center.
Industry-leading products, outstanding service, and customized comfort. That's AGE Heating and Cooling. AGE is a premier Lennox dealer, meaning specialty equipment training and high customer satisfaction, earning and maintaining a 4-plus star rating among customers. Lennox Equipment ensures your home comfort needs are met. Now offering electrical services. AGEHeatingandCooling.com. Experience the premier dealer difference today.
Idaho HVAC Contractors, license number 059041.
News Talk 97.1, KSBT, KBFI. We're here for a good time, not a long time. So have a good time, the sun can shine every day.
Well, welcome back into Thursday's local live radio hour. I've got Pete and Joran here from Skyright Roofing and Gutters. And just like we planned, we're back for some more. So that's awesome. You never quite know with live radio, and it'll be great. It'll be great. So we had a little bit of background that you're born and raised in the world of roofing for sure, and Pete's more of the connector type person for sure. And you got Austin. Austin doing that
people.
As well. Yeah, and I think that's good. It's really good. So tell me a little bit more about where can you do a roof? Where do you guys go? What's your area?
Basically everything that's categorized as North Idaho. So we'll go to the Spokane border. We're not doing anything in Washington at the moment. Down to Harrison, up to the border. We do a little bit of work into Montana. If you're familiar with like the area, there's sort of that weird stretch between Sandpoint and Thompson Falls that doesn't really get anybody. So oh. we do some work over there. But yeah, basically to the border, to the west, into Montana and the east, up to the border of Canada, and we've gone as far down as the bottom of the Lake Coeur d'Alene. So yeah,
right. You have something going on now in Hayden or something, where it's like, how many houses in a row are you doing? You guys are...
We are working in the Forest Hills neighborhood, and we have, I believe it's 12 roofs signed up, and we've got a few more that are coming, and they're all, yeah, within throwing distance of each other. So they're, yeah, it's a relatively large community, and we're doing a bunch of houses next to each other.
And that's got to be economical. I mean, is that easier for you to...
Totally. I mean, especially right now, we're having a hard time getting shingles for that neighborhood because it's a specialty shingle, but the last couple of weeks, we've been doing two at once. So when we finish one, the dump trailer rolls 2 minutes down the road instead of going somewhere else. So yeah, it's definitely economical, and it's just convenient. We can sleeve two guys to finish up a roof at 2 o'clock, and the rest of the crew can get started on the next one. So it's definitely economical. We love doing that. So yeah, we did a roof in your neighborhood. We're going to hopefully do a few more. It'd be nice to try to link some of those together.
I know those business cards are coming back to you.
Perfect. Yep.
I'll tell you what. Yeah. But it's fun to watch that. So you definitely have a system, and I can see that. Is that something that you developed, or is that something that you watched and learned and watch other people? Because, again, it's synchronized. I mean, there's no waste of time. When they're roofing. I mean, there's no stop there for sure. Cleanup's going on. You got your site manager there taking care of the flow, making that all happen. You got the coolest little space age porta potty out there. I mean, they've got all sorts of cool stuff. Yep. Is that just something that you picked up as you went, and you're kind of modifying it, Joran, or where does that come from?
It comes from a few different avenues. One, I was born in Germany, so I'm German. I'm all about efficiency and all that. So we just built our business on process. I found that to grow and to do more work, we had to be efficient with what we do. So every little thing in our business, from how we take people's phone calls in and turn them into estimates to how we complete a roofing project, it's all quite systemized so that we can continue to follow it. It's not random. My dad runs a relatively large business. He's a commercial cabinet maker. I've learned a lot from him. I started running my business when I was 19, so it was a lot of, hey, Dad, what would you do here? So it was like I got a lot of advice there. And then I'm not oblivious to what's happening in the roofing industry either. I try not to pay too much attention to it, but if I see something that someone else is doing that I think is good, we'll try to copy it or take it for our own. So yeah, just making sure that things are systemized and processed, because we talked about this yesterday, like, you were a special client of ours, we really know you, we've got a bunch of different relationships with David, but what we did at your job is not different. My goal is always that the experience you had, if your neighbor got the roof next door, it wouldn't be any different. It's not like we brought out the red carpet for David and we don't bring it out for other people. The porta potty comes to every job because we've got 8 guys on the roof and we don't want to go to the gas station 10 times and we don't want to pee in your backyard.
Yeah, good call.
Like we have these systems set up, and we're working to make sure that the systems get followed 100% every time, so that your experience is the same as your neighbor's experience.
And it's not just a porta potty. It's a collapsible porta potty.
Yeah, it's a collapsible like porta potty.
Space age. I mean, I wanted to try it out just to see how it worked, because it's pretty darn cool. But of all the comments I received, the neighbors were saying, what the heck? How does that work? I said, I don't know how it works.
But. Yeah, it folds in half because, I mean, if you've seen like the porta potty companies come around, they have a pretty big truck. And we didn't have that. So ours has a little tank that we can pull out, so it's independent, and then it collapses in half, so it's easy for us to transport job to job. We were spending $150 a job to get a porta potty. We bought these for a couple grand, and we're good to go. Every job gets one now.
Well, speaking of adjusting and adapting, right?
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
It's really cool. So tell me a little bit about supply and demand right now. You alluded to the fact that it might be hard to get some supplies.
Yeah.
Are you starting to see that more and more, or is that an issue?
The issue we're having right now in Hayden has been an issue since COVID. They've never caught up. It's a specialty shingle that the demand for regular shingles in this country is so high that they don't make some of the specialty ones as often. The supply and demand is... The supply and demand is okay. The price is not. That's the issues we're more so seeing right now, is during COVID, we got a ton of price increases whacked on top of each other. We're getting back to that point right now. The economy is a little futile. most of the shingles they're made in the U.S. and most of the material comes from the U.S. and oil has actually gone down. But if the world has tariffs on it, everybody raises their prices, right, whether it affects them or not. So we're seeing a lot of changes in price. We don't buy Chinese steel, but that means American steel will raise their prices to the same point as Chinese steel, because why wouldn't they? They can. So we're seeing a lot of that. Supply and demand is pretty good right now, but it's always in the back of our mind. We're always keeping a tab on that. We're booking 10, 12 weeks out right now and making sure that we have our supplies in, so that if we found out that we were going to be short on something, we'll know 7, 8, 9 weeks in advance.
And pivot to some other job.
Exactly.
At that point.
Yep.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. So how late in the year can you go? I mean, is that weather-driven, I'm assuming?
A crazy year. We went deep into – we were working on roofs in December.
Yeah. It depends on the season.
Yeah.
We try to shut down shingle roofing by early November. Shingles want a warmer climate or warmer weather to be put on. Metal roofing, we will roof all the way through the winter if it allows it. We don't like to roof in a snowstorm, and we really watch that. But we can roof all the way through the winter, especially with metal.
Right.
And it depends on the season. Last year, we didn't have much of a winter until the end of the season. We were doing roofs in January and on blue sunshine days.
Right.
But there's also some seasons where it snows 6 inches October 20th, and we're kind of slowing down way hard at that point. We really try to push it to Thanksgiving before we really slow down.
Sure. That makes sense. So looking to the future, I mean, roofs are roofs. I mean, people are going to always need something above their heads in their domicile. Where do you see the future of roofing going? What's something on the edge that you're seeing or that you're starting to apply? What do you see?
We haven't done any of it yet, but I think it probably will become more commonplace, and it depends on where your opinion lies on it, but solar roofing. They've converted roofs with solar panels into roofing products that are solar. So many years ago, or not even that many years ago, but like Tesla came out with the solar roof. Right. Nobody could afford that. They cost, on an average home, like $200,000 to put on. So it doesn't make any sense. But there's a few manufacturers now that have made like a shingle with a solar pack on top of them.
Oh.
I could see that becoming more and more popular. We haven't done any of it yet. I don't know if North Idaho is necessarily the best place for solar, but that we're seeing that in the industry. A lot of people are waking up to, again, not in our market, but hail and storms are a big thing for the roofing market in this country. With insurance starting to become more and more stringent on what they will do for your roofs, I think more and more people are waking up to the fact that, hey, a metal roof will probably last you 3 times longer than a shingle roof, and it might be worth paying 80% more for it. Other than that, I think in the next 10 years, we're going to see the companies that embrace technology grow, and my parents' generation, as they get to retirement age, there's going to be a lot of companies that either hang up and just hang it up and be done,
right,
or they're going to, what we're seeing a lot is private equity coming in and these big conglomerates buying roofing companies and turning them into corporations.
One thing, yeah.
And so that's happening. So we're mindful of all of those.
Well, I'm sure you are. You know, one thing I noticed, and maybe I misunderstood, but I think I got it right. With my new shingles that you guys did, is there some kind of like a moss repellent type thing in those now? Is that something new?
Yeah, they mix in copper into the granules so that the color portion that you see, the like a black roof, green roof, whatever, that's imagine like a rock, like a pebble that makes that color. They've mixed copper into that, which most metal, copper, lead, whatever are specifically, they will help oxidize some of the some of that stuff off. Some of the moss, some of the algae, it doesn't want to grow on the copper.
Which is good, because yep, I noticed that happens quite yep a bit. Quickly looking to the future, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
We're still going to be here, just growing. We're not looking to grow just for the sake of growing. We want to be able to help more and more people. We want to do a phenomenal job, and we want to make sure that our reputation stays as a reliable contractor that you can trust on, and to give back to this community. We love working here. We love living here. So we want to make sure that we can also give back.
Well, you've got that aligned just right, it sounds like to me, and that's a good future looking idea for sure. And again, hiring Pete, hiring the great people I dealt with too. Outstanding. I want to thank you, Jordan. I want to thank you, Pete, for coming by today. We learned a lot, and they can find you online, Skywrite.com. You're out there all over the place, .com. Yep. And if you think there's a family out there that needs some help, this is the time to step. So again, thank you so much for stopping by. When we come back, we'll be talking to the Rocky Mount Elk Foundation. We've got a person here talking about a new event coming up, so please stay tuned. We'll see you after the break.
Ritz Transmission and Performance in Bonner's Ferry, now offering new services. Transmission repair to manual and automatic, U-joints, clutches, differentials, custom upgrades, transfer cases, and transmission services. Call for an appointment or just stop in. Your go-to mechanic in Bonner's Ferry for everything from oil changes to transmission repair. Get a free diagnostic at Ritz Transmission and Performance, 6878 Main Street in Bonner's Ferry.
A beautiful garden starts with quality plants, and the best plants are grown with love and care at the Flower Farm north of Sandpoint. The Flower Farm is open for the season and jam-packed with perfect pansies and heavenly hardy perennials ready to plant now. Plus, pick your gorgeous hanging baskets now while the selection is good. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday and 10 to 4 Sunday. Located on Selly Road, just off Colburn Culver. And remember, healthy plants for happy gardens are grown at the Flower Farm.
Attention North Idaho. Your favorite Highway 95 trading post is closing its doors. Mountain Traders is hosting a store-wide clearance and total liquidation sale. Antiques, taxidermy, clothes, books, log merchandise displays, shelves, concession equipment, commercial glass refrigerator, military tents, 85 Hummer, low miles, insulated tiny house, and so much more. Time is growing short, so stop into Mountain Traders today, located just 15 minutes north of Ponderay, 490-870 Highway 95, mountaintraders.net.
The success you've already had matters at University of Maryland Global Campus because we're a school for real life. An accredited state university, UMGC lets you earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's for prior learning, life, and work experience, or transfer up to 12 credits toward a master's. We offer affordable tuition and online and hybrid courses. Classes start May 14th. Apply now and save with no application fee. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Hey, Joy. Oh, you are glowing.
Oh, hey. More like Mirajoyed. That Miralax helped me go. I was so backed up. Tried mega coffees, prune juice, everything. Then Miralax. And hello, gentle relief without the harsh side effects.
Ooh, how does it work?
It works naturally with the water in your body for constipation relief. Find Miralax today at Walmart.
Use as directed for occasional constipation.
Well, welcome back to Live Thursday Radio, and I've got Madalena sitting across the desk from me here, and she's representing the Rocky Mount Elk Foundation. I used to say Elf Foundation, but I've gotten over that. It has a different whole connotation to it for sure. So welcome. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. So we know a little bit about the RMEF. They're a very active group, especially in this area. But what's going on with Rocky Mount Elk Foundation?
Correct. We are the Selkirk Crest chapter.
There you go.
And we have a fundraising banquet coming up at the fairgrounds on May 3rd.
A little closer. There you go. Perfect. So it's at the fairgrounds?
Correct.
And what do you do there?
We are going to have dinner and drinks, lots of games, raffles, auctions, lots of fun, gives an opportunity for the community to learn more about what we do for Rocky Mountain.
Yeah, I've been to a few of those over the years, and they're fun. And you give away a lot of good stuff, but you also help with what your mission is too, right? That's what you fund.
Correct. We founded it in 1984, and since they have conserved or enhanced over 9 million acres.
Wow. Wow. And that's North Idaho, or that the whole western region?
The whole Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation.
Perfect, perfect.
Yeah, we help ensure the future of elk, other wildlife, their habitat, and our hunting heritage.
Right, 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 right. And this has been going on for quite a while. When's the last? It started back in like the 80s or something, didn't
1984.
It? 1984. Before you were born. Look at that.
Actually, the year I was born.
Oh, there you go. Anyway, it sounds like it's been just outstanding success. And so what are you giving away? Why would somebody want to come to this event?
To help us, of course,
yeah.
Raise funds. But we have lots of prizes and guns as well.
Sure.
And raffles that a lot of our community actually help us. We get lots of support with donations.
A lot of donations. That's mm-hmm. cool. Yeah, yeah. And so you were pulled into being a co-chairman of this event. Have you done it before?
I have, yes. I think I've been around for about 6-7 years, and this is my second year as the co-chair.
So they pulled you in after a couple of years.
Yes. I'm not afraid to go and ask for donations.
Very good, very good. And if people still want to donate, can they?
Yes.
And how do they do that?
They can contact myself or Quinette, which she's our ticket chair, okay. And they can also still buy tickets to the event.
Mm-hmm. And how do they buy the tickets?
They can go online at events.rmef.org.
One more time.
Events.rmef.org.
Perfect. Okay.
And they can also call Quinette or text her directly. And her number is 208-304-8241. Perfect. 208-304-8241.
Well, Madeline, that sounds like a lot of fun. How many people do you expect at something like this?
Oh, my goodness. I believe we had over 350 people last year. We do it once a year in May. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of fun because it's right before Mother's Day, too. So sometimes in the raffles, we'll have purses and jewelry and stuff like that. And I always enjoy it because I try to win.
So you bling it up a little bit for Mother's Day.
For Mother's Day, yep.
That's really, really cool. And so how much are tickets? I don't even know. What do they cost?
It all depends on what they want. They can just attend the dinner. They don't have to buy raffle tickets.
Sure.
For couples, it would be $185, and that includes their meal. And they get a membership as well.
Perfect, perfect. And who's catering it this time?
This year is Ivano's.
Oh, wonderful. Good. Yeah, they used to do it way back in the day, too. Have they always done it? I don't know.
We take turns. We put it up when we have our meetings, and the board decides, and we vote on who we want to have it. In the past, I've managed a different bar, and I've done the bar.
Oh,
before, and sometimes Bruno does it.
Right.
We just
Klondike,
decide based on pricing and
sure.
Board decides. But this year, yep, we have Ivano's doing our meals, and 219 is going to provide the bar.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. Are you a hunter?
I am not.
So what brings you to Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation?
I like guns.
You like guns, but not hunting. But do you like the preservation message?
I do. I like that part.
Yeah.
Supporting our wildlife and
and that draws a lot of people to it too. You know, it's funny, hunting is kind of slowing down a little bit. It's generational. You know, it's the love of hunting is handed down from father to son or father to daughter, and somehow that's slowing down just a little bit. But the need for the conservation part isn't slowing down. And to see groups like yours or Trout Unlimited, just different organizations that really are focused intently on one species, one event, doing that, I think is so important that way too, because the federal government does its own thing, you know, but this is really focused on mostly habitat for the elk, it looks like to me.
Correct.
Yeah. So.
But it does help other wildlife as well.
Of course. Yeah, they all share it, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
So very good. So tell us again, how do we find the tickets?
You can purchase them online at events.rmef.org.
Okay. Very, very good. And when is the event again?
May 3rd.
May 3rd, before Mother's Day, you said.
Yes, and it's at the fairgrounds. We open the doors at 4, and then dinner is served at 6. So that gives us a couple hours to play games and learn about what we do.
Yeah, a lot of raffles, as I recall. A lot of giveaways, right?
Correct. And we have silent auction and live auction and raffles.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like they found the right person to help co-chair this. Who's your other co-chair? Was it Quinette, you said?
No, she's the ticket chair.
Okay.
Our chair is Kathleen Bradley.
So Kathleen Bradley was going to join you here, but she's not here. So you're doing it all by yourself. How's it going so far?
It's nerve-wracking.
You're doing fine. It's wasted on radio, but to watch you go through your notes and kind of shuffle through again, they'll ask you another question and see you shuffle. It's kind of fun to sit on this side to watch you go through all
for
that.
You, not so, for me.
But it takes dedicated volunteers like you to make that happen. I remember Nancy Hadley used to be a big push for this, and I don't know if she's still active or not, but she would... when I was running the newspapers and stuff in town, she would always be there, usually like buying an ad and putting in for her D.A. Davidson practice, using that space for this event too. And I still remember being really 300, 400 people out at the fairgrounds, so I'm glad it's still going strong.
Yeah, she's still involved. She still
helps. Oh, wonderful. Yep. Yeah, no, she's your ultimate female hunter, and she's kind of famous and infamous about that too. There's been some stories on her in regional magazines and some TV stuff too. So it's always fun to have that star quality that way too.
Yeah,
so.
You probably know a lot more than I do.
Well, I don't know about that. No, just a little history lesson there for sure. And you've been around Sandpoint for a while.
25 years.
And you've worked at a couple of different places, I know, right? Yeah. And you're where now? You're at Roxy's?
I'm managing the new Roxy's now.
The new and improved Roxy's. And is it going well?
It is.
Good, good. But you're still finding time to donate and give time back too?
Correct. Volunteer. Yeah. And a 6-year-old and a couple of jobs.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. So Roxy's, it's transformed a lot, right?
A lot.
Yeah. So tell us about that a little bit. We've got some extra time. I want to give you a little plug if I can, because I know that you guys do support a lot of nonprofits through Roxy's as well. I know there's been some fun drives.
We do. We have done quite a bit of fundraisers for the community, and of course, we'll donate to Rocky Mountain as well. And
sure.
Ducks Unlimited, we're part of all of them.
Yeah.
It's non-smoking now, and we have 4 pool tables, a couple of pinball machines, dartboards.
All
new interior.
So
it's nice and clean.
We can say cleaned up a bit for sure on all levels.
Yes.
Good. Yeah, well, you know, it's a special place, and I'm glad to see you doing your good things that way too. And I'm going to guess this might be your co-chair walking in here with a minute left. Is that?
She's the chair, yep.
Oh, bring her in.
Perfect timing.
Yeah, come on in. Hello there. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Good. People can't hear you on the radio until you come right over here, though. So.
Care if they hear me. She's here.
No, she's done a great, great job. In fact, we were just talking about the history of the fundraiser and why a person might go to it, and you guys are all doing well. And we have less than a minute to tell us a little bit about you and what's going on.
Oh, I'm Kathleen Bradley with the Glidden Group, and I am the chair for Rocky Mountain Owl Foundation, and we do this every single year, and trust me, it is well worth the event.
Well, for sure. And Madeline and I were talking about the history of that, and it is a great event, and it touches a lot of people. And again, it's real successful. So, well, very, very good. Well, I thank you for stopping in.
Apologies that I didn't get here.
You did was you kept talking the whole time, too, but we got through it. Madeline, you did great. Yeah. Thank you. Again, if people want to donate, they find you online?
Yeah, absolutely. Rocky Mountain Elk, rmef.org.
Perfect.
Or you can reach out to any of us with that.
Perfect, perfect. Well, thanks again, and we'll talk to you all next week. Thanks for tuning in. Yeah.